Praise Jesus so much, children of God.
We'll
come back in the part we've passed through. All the first time as we welcome you. And if you came to seek God, you wait a little. You're going to see Him in His fullness. You're going to be speaking with Him. You become His friend.
Then
He too will become your friend.
You
bear Him a month's time. Just 1 month's time. And be with Him all the days. You bear it for a month. Right from the first day you count, you've seen Him to what extent. After 1 month, and you've seen Him with His fullness, and you are friends indeed, and you speak together. There are those who always ask me, why do some new people God works quick for them than the old? There are people who come here and they are tired. And some of you have not yet gotten tired. And God wants the tired that He can give them rest. But I think, don't delay yourself, you get tired. Get tired of the world and its troubles and the meandering around and you settle down. When
He calls Matthew
11, He says 28, come all who are weary and burdened, you will see the rest of your spirits.
You
get tired of meandering with this world and the troubles of it and demons and things like those, and you humble down, you're going to see Him. My sister has told us she came here the first time, she didn't see me. The second time she saw me. But when she saw me, I told her, God tells me, pray with you with this 20,000, you get your money.
A pastor
can give you money. He has to rather take from you. And I told her, I've told me, give you this is the beginning of your money. God gave her faith and she believed God is here. God bless you, Brother Isima, the one they have called Noble. Those were his names before.
He brought
brethren from this sorcerer, a wizard, the prophet. The prophet who is a sorcerer, Kakande.
He's
brought many there right here. Everyone he finds say, run quick from there. We died long time. Sister
got the 20,000
and put it in the back. She said, it's the account they have opened for me. I'm not told you to. That was upon her. God told it to her.
She
short time, I don't know where she got. You know, she had not enough time. The white man came.
He's
become a friend to her.
So,
no.
But
when she came, they chased her from the house. I don't wonder where she slept. Everywhere she found friends, she slept there. Trust God, He says, renews your account.
You
get money is put in, is there. And she took it. Someone is tired, they are tired. But now the white person, you will tell us, miracles are food to children. He told her, I'm buying you a house. I buy you where you're going to
spend.
Even where we will get money.
And the white man is a pastor
in the West.
Mwawanga ago. Na ye,
Miracles are for children. God samples you. Those are samples. More are still coming. You just sit, settle. Even others has done many things for us. Don't you hear testimonies?
No,
you wave the hand and swave your hands like that. Where you are, a prophet had put a demon in you. And that demon, it networks
to bring.
Anytime you did this, you spread them in the people.
And you're
not meant to stop it till the service is finished. For you have been the one transporting the demons. That's spoken of in Ezekiel 27.
They are
demon transporters from the sea.
Now
your hand had been made a network for that.
And always
like that. As you spread the demons. As you wave your hand like that. God sent you angels of Abaddon of the chains.
They captured
demons and the powers of darkness. And they bind the pits of hell. The prophets are not easy. They make you a network. But what was going to get next on that hand? It was going to get lame. Demons have been drinking blood from it much. And sometimes you felt it is cold. It's not what I've come to speak that. Let me leave that. And we go in the word of God that you get more light.
There are many
who can speak of through the physical prophecies. But prophecies which were there before is nice and is working much. Works in these days and the days coming. The prophecy which we speak of is the word of God. God bless you as you move on and listen to it. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and a Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God. The one who came to know God, you've arrived already. And you're going to be knowing Him in His fullness.
We
move on to reach unto you the call of the nation Uganda and the call of the friends of Uganda and all those loving God all over the world. But in this phase, we move on to tell you, how are we to prepare ourselves to fulfill that call? The call upon the nation and that on your life. For God attached upon it a great blessing. But as I speak, we are getting explained of that blessing which comes from heaven, which has not room enough for it.
And
those are angels of the scales, the angels of seasons and times. Praise Jesus so much. We get explained of the blessing from heaven, which reaches to have no room enough for it. And they are the angels of the scales, the angels of seasons and times. We want you to move and understand them. And you use well what God's given you in this life, and in serving Him. And He will send you a blessing from heaven, the angels of the scales, the angels of seasons and times. Many of us don't know how the blessing blessing is. Many times we ask it, yet we don't know how it appears and how it comes. Like in the beginning, we read like this. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, it tells us this. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse
3. Rokuchelela dalo ya tuicha, ureshitiba na mwono njibwezi.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The divine power of God gave us all we need in this life.
And
we also use in the serving of God. Remember, in serving God, you're called in a different call. Just as we've been hearing. And what he gives you use them for life and in serving him. Even to getting time to understand him. If we move like that, it's the only way we can see the blessing from heaven.
For
we discovered the other time, the Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 and to 5, that there is a blessing upon our life.
And
out of it comes powers called favor. That power called favor, it brings us what we need. But in bringing those things, they are brought and we are to use them for this life and fulfilling the gift on you as you serve God. Now in serving, using to serve God to retain time to understand him. After you use that which comes from your blessing, then he sends angels of season and time to come as the blessing from heaven. When you read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, he says this. Ephesians chapter 1 verse
3.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank him that God, he who blessed us in the heavenly realms in the Christ Jesus our Master, he chose us in him before the earth was. We got explained of the blessing they put on your spirit, and we showed you that blessing had gotten a problem because of the unrighteousness you moved in, all that you came doing, and that blessing got the dust, the unrighteousness, and it would have been the magnet out of which comes power called the favor to bring to you what you need. But the unrighteousness became the dust which hinders power called favor to come from it. The blessing put on your spirit, and by the blood of Jesus which speaks better words, Hebrews 12:24 speaks of it.
Onazibwa.
You are washed and you're taken off sins. Even that blessing, they open its ways. Out of it comes power called favor.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
begins to attract things from far. And though you just speak with someone, they see you are the one worthy. But God begins to test you and he uses the blessing he put on your life, and he gives you something, and he expects you're going to use them for your life and for serving him, and to see they don't draw you far, that you don't have more time to understand God.
For
he gives them you used in this life and in serving him and in moving to understand him
and
understand the glory to come.
That,
now if you do that, the blessing on your life, if you get tithe and the offerings of it, the thanksgiving and the pledge, God bases there, and he opens the blessing from heaven.
Because
we explain the angels of the scales, angels of provision, and they give you and you'll have room not enough to put them. Many times we first believe losing the blessing on your life before we ask the one from heaven. That's how God prepares. Speaks with us in the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and the verses 8. And he speaks this. Malachi chapter 3 verses 8. Praise Jesus so much.
He
says the entire nation is robbed God. The truth is like this. Every person God blessed them as they got them from heaven. Like we started the other time. And he put that blessing on your spirit. That blessing appears as a magnet. Out of which comes power called favor. To attract or to draw to you what you need in this life. Yet it involves to even serving God. And not to get corrupted that you get time to serving God. But when you look to Malachi 3, verses 8 to 10,
he
says we bring the tithings and the offerings, that his house does not lack food. The other time we understood what the house is,
and
we understood it's the church of God, the saints of God, the children of God. Praise Jesus. And we understood when they are brought. Every person is to help as their need is. If we do like that, and you bring
post office,
and me as the post office,
know
in the post office there is a word there. The parcels which come there, they are not for those who work in the post office. Is it not that?
But if
you reach there and you rob and you steal, and the parcels coming, you claim them to be yours. Maybe even yours can come attached on your name. But things brought there are for other people. That is where you bring the tithe and the offering. They are attached on names to specific people. And God is the one who knows the names on them.
It's
the one who can tell you, give this one this money. For it came attached on those names. In the post office, some became thieves. When tithe and offerings come, you think they are all for you. And you cause the curse of the children of God. And they don't get a blessing.
For
in God's house, they don't find food there. They don't find any help. But if we do like that, and you bring in your faithfulness, we to give each as the need in faithfulness. There we try to test God. Now it's the only test in this world which you can pass through to test God. Nowhere else he has ever said that we test him. Those who tested him else, he beat them rather. There are those who tested him in the desert and he beat them.
But
on tithes and offerings he told us to test him. Don't just test him and he never strikes you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all, I want to tell you what.
He
says, after we do that, there is a blessing he loses from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. After you believe what he's given you, use them in life and in serving him. And to see they don't consume you, that you get time to understand him. Understand the treasures in heaven is prepared for you. There to send angels of blessing, it's easy. That's what he said, I opened the doors of heaven and I opened the windows and I send the blessing from heaven. other time we ended as we began to explain it. But we had a little time. But what he tries to tell us that he sends this blessing from heaven and it moves on to follow you. Means this blessing understands this blessing is living and it must follow you.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Those
are the angels of the scales, the angels of seasons and times. They are the angels who can measure what you need, and they even measure beyond that.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus. When you look to Deuteronomy 28, from verse 1 to 5,
he
says, his blessings will follow you. Let's read and we hear. Deuteronomy 28
from verse 1.
Praise Jesus so much. To hear the voice of the Lord your God. To hear his word. For when he speaks in the Psalms 103, verse 19 to 22,
says
the angels, the mighty ones, those who fulfill his word, as they listen to the voice of his word. To listen to the voice of God, it involves to hear the word
and
obey his commands as he speaks them.
See,
all this blessing will come your way and it will reach you. It means when it is coming,
you
can't accept any person hinder it on the way. It must reach you. It will come your way. It doesn't end at coming, but it will reach you. The question is, this blessing, does it move? This blessing is what form of blessing. For
any
commands of the curse, he says that them too can come your way. Means even curses understand. You know they are fallen angels. They were cast of great curses. Those are what come upon every evil person.
And they
trouble them, hinder them, get the good things. And when they have even asked sacrifice from them, move on, destroy them within hell. When God says these blessings will follow you and they will reach you, they move.
And
they can move and reach you. These called the blessing from heaven. These are angels of the scales, the angels of seasons and times. It's the reason why when we saw in the Acts 10,
he moved
on to show how the angel came to Cornelius and he came to him. Praise Jesus. When he said the blessings come your way, if you want to understand that language, that these are angels who come to you. You come in Acts, they explain how the angel comes to you. Praise Jesus. And then you get understanding.
In
time when you begin to ask blessings, you first ask the one on your life, God, to lose it. And he takes it off and writes his name by his blood, speaking the better words.
No,
after he takes those sins from you, the blessing on your life he created you with begins to get power to attract things you need in life and serving God. If you want the blessing from heaven to work and to come to you, and you ask and it reaches you, You're meant to use well what's given you. You get the blessing, they are the
angels.
And they attach not sorrow on them. Nothing that you bring and sacrifice or do
things,
they have to come to you. According to Acts chapter 10 and the verse 1. Acts chapter 10 from verse 1. Praise Jesus so much. This man Cornelius, he wasn't that he was an Israelite. He was in the world, yet he feared God. He was a very gentle and careful man, and he always prayed to God. He helped in all ways. He used what was given him in his life and in the serving of God, and used them for his life and for serving God. He helped the needy. Praise Jesus. And he served God in that way. For God says, I was naked, you did not clothe me. I was hungry, you didn't feed me. And they asked him, when did we do that? When you helped some of those, you were doing it for me. You know, all spirits of people on this world, from the fullness of Christ they were gotten. Now, if you help, you know you're helping Jesus. Praise Jesus so much.
He
true vine and the rest are the branches. But you have to be careful there and don't dare help the one he is persecuting. It means you have to be careful. Not every person that you help them that are in a branch. Their branches already cut off himself. If you will help them, you will get problems. You ask it to King Ahab. He helped the one God was persecuting. But that one is
brought.
And let's move on with the blessing which comes your way. Verse
3,
Acts 10. Acts chapter 10, verse
3.
Praise Jesus.
Agamanti Yarabanga Mukuri Sibwa.
He said he saw in the vision. That vision was physical. It was daytime. He had not slept. He saw the angel come to him.
Luganda
is lacking. The angel entered in his house. Was a murderer? Let's change, put the angel come to him. You know, they said murderers entered in this one's house. If you say the angel entered, intruded in his house.
Yes,
praise Jesus. He saw him enter his home. What we want you to understand, if they say there's blessings will follow you, who are the ones who come your way? Here we see the angel come to him and he comes to him. He enters to his home.
namugamba kati okugaba okusaba ko
and you told you, you're giving and you're praying
your
fear of God is a reach to God
tuma,
and be strengthened
tuma Eyopa,
you sent to Joppa
waneno, Peter.
That they bring for you Peter here.
Na yomu tume Peter, sibu, umanyo kubanga msaji afuna
okuganja. You know that this man gained favor?
Katu anata niko kuba makubo genga gona
God merufu buruji. God began to draft and clear all his ways.
Na hatake kwa mtume Peter side yeri.
Prepared Apostle Peter on the other
na
side.
Na kuri,
he shoved him in the villain.
Na mgambo ugena mbama wanga.
He told him you're going to the Gentiles.
Atoli no kulia bulichosa
angayo. You have to eat whatever you find there.
And he
took
kwasa.
Out the lifestyle of claiming other things.
Na, oh, malaika yalagira burunji
the nyong. Angel directed well.
Bagenda singana wa Peter.
Where at this
Peter, mbabichi.
What are they to tell him?
Ateno moyo mtu kubunakola ni malaika bano.
Even the Holy Spirit
to them. Peter.
He went prepared Apostle Peter.
Uchizimbo wa guruji yali
on the rooftop where he prayed
from.
He told him there are men coming to you.
Na yeye mkasira kuchenjaga lokuongera
kutegeza. What I want to tell you. Adonda wayogera
nte mikisa jina
akujira. God speaks blessings to follow you.
Aba yogera kuba malaika.
He is speaking of the angels.
Banga nagabi wali oguli kugwe.
I told you there's that blessing on you.
Vya manya gaitibwa
favor. That one out of it comes power called favor.
Na yebwa arabanga but if you see, because
the battle is in the world,
powers
coming off favor as brought what they have brought.
You
use them in this life well and in the serving of God.
Give
the tithe things and the offerings. He says he opens heaven and he sends the blessing from heaven.
Oh,
here he rather sends angels of provision and they come to your home. And
he
fulfills this blessing. They will follow you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now what the angels do,
they
speak with human hearts and their mind.
Business
and it failed. These are the one who go and speak on
his behalf.
Remember they speak in people's ears.
They
speak with their hearts. Yet they don't see them, but the person feels as if they get thoughts. They feel a thought telling them. The man they spoke
of
called this one, I have to work with him.
You know,
the seasons of knowledge you are in,
and
it's the full knowledge.
What's called
blessing, we don't leave it. We explain what is the blessing. How does it come? How does it move? Now, other time they fake you that they are praying blessings for you which were not right. Those you prayed for. Yet they didn't come to you. Even you never knew them. Those false prophets, they have demons, they love sacrifices. Sacrifice, give them much. What did you give? She gave nothing. She gave her heart to God and believed. What did you believe God and to give him to do for you? What have you given him?
Imagine you
tell this angel that you're going to give money that they send him
as
a sacrifice. It never comes. He says one thing. Use what
we're
given in life and
serve God.
And they will be sent to serve us.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They will come to us. They come thousands of them. That's why he says the blessing comes and you lack room to put it. For the more he sends those angels, they reach and they share. And they said right now,
you 10,000
work on the children of God, how they
started.
Others work on the food of home.
You
release the old to bring in the new ones. They reach a time there are many and they are everywhere. Every corner they enter. And the way that they have seasons and times. I told you they can look in your life back.
There
are those who never use their blessings because of
their unrighteousness.
And what was theirs, they didn't use it. And
they
pick them, bring them today. And they
look
those who are existing. And some are not to use their possessions. And they say, give them to this one. And reach in generations to come. And
they are
those not to use their own possessions. And
they
draw them in seasons of today. That's why they can give you and you lack room to put. That's the Church of the Acts 4. And they all were given and none was in need. Praise Jesus. But the problem we found as church, they did teach us the blessings. You had to prefer it. Bless me. You know Jacob faced the problem. Now the angel of blessings had come. Now he began to strangle him. He came meant to bless him. He handled him and strangled him.
He said, I'm not set
to free you. God, before you bless me.
After
understand the blessing, you no more fight with it. You reason with it.
The
angels of counsel.
In
the name of Jesus.
Ever since
you were saved, I got this last time, but I'm lacking here.
You
became like Jacob, you're rather strangling them. Praise Jesus. You hold their collars.
Let's
read in Genesis, we see. And we see the blessed angel who came to bless.
Or
the one who had come provide for Jacob. You may strangle the angels of God. Genesis 32 from verse 24. Praise Jesus. Now the angel of God, he met Jacob. He came to him.
But
Jacob is one thing. He's not the one who called the angel.
The
angel came and he knew what had brought him.
But
Jacob ran out once and realizes the angel. And he strangled him. Give me a blessing.
You
not leave this place.
It
was like free. They fought to the 11th hour. Bless me. Now what the angel did, he broke his socket bone. And this place got lame.
And
Jacob began to walk when he's not balanced. You know, there are pastors out there. Pray as
Jacob.
You insist on God. What happened, they will break your socket bone. When he insisted on him after breaking his leg, after he asked him, who are you? He told him, I'm Jacob. And the name of Jacob
I'm going
to give you a new name, which is going to hold favor. You know, they may give you a name,
and it's not
an easy name.
Though
it's spoken everywhere, there's no favor it
draws.
You told him you are Israel.
For
you have struggled with God and the people and you have overcome them. But had he overcome God, after God broke his socket bone,
for
if you want to see this angel had gotten angered, he answered and told him these words. Genesis 32:28. That voice is it for people who are not angered.
Jacob
asks, tell me your name. What
do
you want to know over my name? He knew how to get angered over him.
But
though he had said him free, would have been blessed. That's what had brought the angel of the blessing, the angels of the scales. Those who come to us when you use well what's given us in life. What is this, brethren?
In
the new generation God creates,
he
hold the church on his holy mountain. Doesn't want us this time struggle with blessings.
Go
ask for blessings, be given blessings we don't know. Someone asks a sacrifice to bless you, but what is the blessing?
Ask them, blessing.
You claim to give me that I give you a sacrifice. What is it?
No,
this is what they used to tell us.
We
never understood what is a blessing. But this time you
have
to know it. And I hope you've begun to know it.
You
understand the blessing on your life.
It,
like a magnet out of which comes powers called favor. Many times that blessing rears as protection by itself.
It
use well in the life and in serving God. Now the blessing is from heaven. It has protection. And it protects the blessing on your life. Remember, this blessing on your life, when it works, it can be, it can be devourer, attached. Those who destroy your things, spirits can enter your business. But if you use well in this life and serving God,
he
speaks of that from heaven. And he says he speaks for the evil who has been eating up the other. It means when he sends that from heaven, it comes with protection to protect what's on your life, that you protect what's given you. Praise Jesus. What does that mean? Praise Jesus.
Somebody.
Job, as he used what was given him in life and in the serving of God, God gave him and he also attached protection. He gave
him,
gave him the one from heaven and he put a protection on
him.
When Satan passed his thing, he told God, the entire Job and his possessions have hedged them. But who always saw that hedge? Angels who protect us, they are made winds. God makes them to a level that they are no more visible. And they have appeared invisible, yet they are there. Go as you might realize
it,
they are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When he speaks in Revelation 6:5, he shows us the angel of the scales. Revelation 6:5.
Yes, we ever see you.
Praise Jesus so much. Revelations 5:6.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus so much.
Angels
who sit on the black horses.
They
have measurements and scales of all forms.
And
you've heard Bible say.
They
told them measure this and that, destroy it.
And
measure these ones and leave them.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus.
So basso buru okupima, pima.
They can measure for they have gadgets through that.
And
measure what you need for life and in serving God.
They can
measure for you and you no more have room enough to put them. What they do, they make the blessing on your life and they add to join on it favor. And though something has failed to reaching you, they have to go and plead for your case.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And God fulfills the other righteousness will recommend you. It will lead and move ahead of you. Those you put there to watch over your righteousness and manifest it. We speak of angels of scales. They can count. Form of people are you to take care of under the sun? And what provisions do you need? Now the church, if we can be revealed of it, we understand what blessing comes from heaven and how does it come to pass. We can work with angels of the chains, the angels of seasons and times, the angels of the scales, and they measure us what we need. And when you reach in Revelation 11, they move on, show us they have different measures. Measurements. They can measure the housings, the city you're meant to live in. They can count what form of people, those you're meant to be with, and what form of provision can be enough for them.
But
if we realize what the blessing is, at what extent can it work,
indeed
we can stand strong and see the good things from God. Let's read Revelations. Revelation 11:1.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now these angels
hold scales of different form. They even know the land you are going to build on where it is. You don't need to go in another's land. This you used to do. And you became robbers. And you gathered soil from another's land claiming you take it. You went on the cars on the roads. And you touched them as you claimed them in the name of Jesus.
You
don't take these things of the others. The angels know yours.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. You don't pull other things. They already measured for you. And they know everything you need where it is. For you said, let them measure the temple and the altar and those who worship it. Now we can measure it. People you watch over,
amen.
Those you will be helping, the ones you've not known yet, how will they be? Provide for you as those people who come with their provisions.
It is
one thing needed, brethren. If we begin
to
use well blessings on our lives and be used to serving God, mostly in our call as the nation, and each one of us, you have the call on your life. Now we
want
to work together to fulfill. Now this time,
church,
not going to stagger, and you pull, I take it.
Gamba,
not going to do that again. Not like that. I
want
to pray things understandable.
At
times you would have not prayed and would have answered you. And he sent them already. And they began to work. I want us to understand these things as the Spirit teaches them to us. Things are not forceful. For the times you got mad,
I pull them
in, you find them in the synagogue. They are tapping the
music.
I pull them. It comes to heaven. I see. And the one leading us, I see. I
straighten
up. Touch
it. Pull it.
Yet, them two didn't see it. They don't know it. Now you're going to look for an angel.
In words
of ignorance, God never considered them
open.
Now we command all people where they are to repent.
Sometimes
we pray things without wisdom.
And
speaks in the Job
38.
Who are these who darken my words with my counsels? Who are these bringing darkness in counsel? With words without knowledge.
We had a blessing, but we didn't know it.
And we pulled it. I don't know whether you touched its tail. Did you touch the wings of the blessing? Now he's there. Some pastors. The pastor got to summer suit himself. There he pretends he can't show he has fallen down.
Comes up saying,
as you've seen.
Now,
brethren, we are on one thing.
Instead,
the Holy Spirit spoke in the brethren. And he said, knowledge is the most important. In the young in them, it's not been upon them, it's been the Holy Spirit.
And
you've understood it, take it. But you never know. You may see the one who spoke is not even on that. But the Holy Spirit released this to us, that what brings us here, it's not children. Not housings and things like those. To get knowledge.
In
the way you will speak
to God.
Then we'll work to the rest that you think you need.
But
if you get knowledge, even what is the blessing, you reach to ask for it when you know it.
God
blessing I have
Bible
for
trillion
speaks of 100 trillion angels. Angels of counsel of
vision,
of the scale. Send me like 1 million. And provide for me, I lack room to put them.
No,
angels of scales, they are 25 trillions.
Now
ask for 1 million angels.
There
you ask a little. Those are what he sent thousands of them. Though you will speak, I need this. I don't know if you know where. And you wait a little.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Don't sit when you don't have things you've touched your hands to.
Bible
says whatever you will touch will be blessed. Though it is gotten lost,
still
bring capital and you begin it.
But
they don't want to be thought in the world that they are magicians, but they want to show their workers and they raise what you have. For the people who come to me, I tell them, friend, you have the land, you are poor, you sell
the part, nyumba,
build a house, begin a job.
Out of that
job you'll buy more land.
I
can't take my land, I fear. It can go away like that.
That's what
you used to
get
to believe a new one in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
don't do it doubting.
If doubting,
don't waste your time. But no one doubts and they get from God. Yet the one believe in God they get. It's what surprises most.
The
one doubting gets nothing. The one testing God gets something. In the way God tells you, not in your way. We saw that angel, angel of scales,
calculates
where you are to build what.
Design,
the people you're going to have,
we need
to understand the things. That you don't go grab other things. Last time they used to
do that.
If you want land, go collect soil from another's land. That you bring the pastor
bring.
Don't collect another soil.
I
prove it's yours.
You
don't know how the angel will speak with that man or woman. And they tell you this
land,
there is another which benefits you. You see, they say, I'm selling it.
Oh,
you know what they do? Angels of scales are good. No one can hinder you reach what they want. What happens is this. If they know you
will
want to buy there and others want to buy,
no, Satan
contends with God's counsels.
And
the money of your competitor reduced their money. And they have no money to buy. Even their thoughts reduces them. They see you're the only one who can bid to buy.
And you've not
prayed any evil prayer.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They can handle seasons and times. They sometime back. We were meant to shift from where we stay.
We looked
for the house, we failed to get it. I told God the houses I knew. We want among those ones. And there were occupants in them. I told him, Lord, according to seasons and times, those people where they are, they don't benefit this place. Take them to another place. I will enter that house to benefit the place. The Lord shifted them.
They went
themselves got tired of the place.
And now
we shifted to the exact place. We went there and it was expensive. That he added more money in it. Do we say we don't enter in with that money? And we sat home.
Never young,
and they came, they couldn't take the house.
You
made a phone call to the broker. Your people, are they still there? They have how much?
There are
others, yet she speaks of us.
The one who said 1.2,
he reduced it.
We are taking the Kukugamba.
We took it and
you must have ended.
Don't go to Kukura, Zirimu, Mosifemo, occupants. You don't do that.
You
speak with your blessings.
And you do what you're worthy to do.
Don't push another person.
Here
on a village
like neighbor to
we just sing and push the neighbor.
We capture
the neighbor. We don't do that.
If all this is ours,
they will sell it to us without telling anything to them. Don't waste time.
That's why
they are not intercessors who intercede in this place.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now the way like that.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much.
But understand
how things are meant to be. They are going to be easy our way.
The
Bible says when you know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
If
understood how things are meant to move,
no
more
agile.
Don't pray prayers to put you on tension.
Now,
angels of season and times, angels of scales, those called the blessing, they have their measuring rods. They can measure the acres of land you need. You don't go there, let me step there. I go gather the soil from there. I rotate the village, capture it. And you begin to move the village up and down. We don't do that. Tell them, measure our portion. Zachariah chapter 2. Zachariah chapter 2 from verse 1. Zachariah saw the angel in the vision. He asks him, where are you going? He has the measuring line. It's for what?
Going
to measure Jerusalem.
Angels,
they have measuring lines. The rope measuring Kampala, do you have it? A measure which can Kampala, never ending.
But
angels have them. Angels of scale. Angels of provision. Who are called the blessing. They pass through measure. He said, I'm going to measure entire Jerusalem. No one is to grab any of your land.
No,
don't waste time. Go in that place and you have to take it. You don't play like that. Tell angels of scale, angels of my blessings God has given me. Measure me this and that. Tell them measure your land and get you where you to build.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They
are measuring line to measure everything
needed.
When we speak, they have measuring line.
You
cannot finish them from them. They measure body temperature and they check thorough body checkup. They can do any work of measurement and every season and time.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now if you pray blessing from heaven, understand these are angels of provision, angels of scales.
When
Ecclesiastes, let's finish Zachariah.
Zakaria sura ya kumi na mbili soka. Nini msama soka angi, nini tunulira. Ilala, umutu ngarino mbuwa kukira mungaroze. Unyoro kubi. Nende vena chokenda wakwe. Na mama chokukira yedu saleni. Nebolo pasipuwa chukwe huli. Nomuwa mpuwa chukwe huli.
Angel can measure very well. He has his measuring lines we used in building the tape measures. But his are so advanced. You may find him without them, yet he has them. And brings one from the pocket. And brings the scale. He brings the stones. And wonder where they come from.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
I'm going to
measure the width and the height. Nothing they can't measure.
If
wake up, agree with the counsel of God.
That
we want to demarcate East Africa become Uganda. They pass through measure again. As we hear, those of Kenya request we join up, become one nation. Even of Tanzania. And we wonder how it happened.
There's
nothing like wars.
Angels
of wars too, they are there. These are on one thing, what we've measured is yours.
Let's
see the one who touched it.
You
want to retain time with prayer. God helps blessings on our lives. That he opens them.
Which he
helps us use them well.
We can request
the angels of blessings, the blessings from heaven.
That
we reach a time and a new generation with the full knowledge. You reach and everyone has what they need. We too align ourselves quick. Praise the Lord. My question is there. We heard that these angels that the host on them it shares on their life. My question is the things they use to measure, where there is the measuring line, are they too living? They are so living, for those are their parts. If you read the scripture in Isaiah, he created the craftsmen and they get weapons from themselves. Now they make them from where? He can make tell you go eat it and they bring back everything. When he's somewhere, he just rests and they
measure.
How far you count it?
He
speaks with it and it counts. You know, those are easy. It's like these days they make the robots
and
you give them a brain of the one who manufactured them and they relate very well and they listen to each other. We are not going into that system. That is when we started the second heaven, where
there
are four living creatures and where spirits come from.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so much. In all what you are to understand, that those angels are there. Not finish them because of time. But Ecclesiastes 3, God speaks of them like this. Ecclesiastes 3 from verse
1.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bamalayika abo.
Those angels.
Bavunanyizibwa okutekawo entuko
zebintu byenyu. They are supposed to put the timings of different things.
Yana buli kigambo Katonda kyayogera.
And every word God spoke.
Kibirako nebiro byake.
It has its own seasons.
Naye muzaburi 14:13.
Psalms 103.
Onyore 19 to 22.
Bamalayika
babazira baamanyi.
The angels, the mighty ones.
Abatu ukirize ekigambo
kye. Fulfill his word.
Abawulira eddoboozi lye ekigambo
kye. Listen to the voice of his word.
Kati bo bano baliwo mu bipimo byonna Katonda byapima.
In all measurements God measured.
Biyategeka obikozese mulambuno ne mukumuweereza.
Those prepared that use them in life and in serving. Bo
baliwo okulabika nga batu ukirize ekigambo
ekyo. They are there to fulfill that word.
Eri bonna abakigondedde.
On two whole who humble to it.
Era ne bakola nga ebiragiro bya Katonda bwe biri.
They do as the commands of God are.
Katonda asobola okubafuula empewo.
God can make them into wind.
Waliwo extra blessing gye bakola.
There is an extra blessing they make.
Omukisa gwe bakola oba okubugabirizi bwe batuwa.
Extra provision of blessing they give us.
Na binajja na kugamba ngabula banabbi erisobera ija.
Like Elisha or Elijah said.
Yendo lete bidomala bateke mu butto.
Bring jerrycan and put oil in.
Neba pekira butto no ebidomala no lete byekyalo kyona no kimala.
Jerrycans of the entire village.
Niba kola butto niba kuwa.
And they make oil and they give you.
Kugama no kola butto kyangu
nyata. Even making oil it's easy.
Juze bidomala byonna no kola no gulawo company yakola butto.
Fill up all jerrycans and you open a company of oil.
Mujara bali bamubanje.
The woman had a date.
Nabbi namusabira.
And the prophet prayed for her.
Ba malaika ne bajuze ebidomola nga we balinga naye mukama bafudde empewo.
Jerrycans and they were present yet God made them wind.
Era bo kutesa bebali.
And those of council were involved in that.
Bamugamba kunganya ebidomola byo kukyalo kyonna.
Told him gather jerrycans of the entire village.
Ubirete tukugenda kujuza mbuto.
Bring them, we are to fill oil in it.
Namugaba katitunda usasula mabanja.
Told her sell and pay your debts.
Ebisigadde otandike dduka.
And the rest begin a shop.
Atawo babera batuse ku level.
They are reached a level.
Nga tebakyeguya nti ate omuntu simanya agira omukisa simanya omuntu akola atya akuleetebwa okuyita mu muntu.
They no more mind the blessing to pass elsewhere. It's direct from them.
Bakola ne bagenda ba mu kampuni yawe abamanyi kakati ne ba
I wonder what company of oil they go to.
And they
transfer the entire oil coming to you.
They
put their invisible pipes. They are invisible.
It's
the time we are waiting in our relation with them. We want them bring us gold which is in Congo. And we find luggages there, then we sell them ourselves. We don't want to waste trouble. Ask and its fullness when it's of God.
There are
some banks I
want to get money.
But you've not held the relation well. We may get mad at this point.
There is
some money hanging out there. In their houses, they have packed them. We are here. We need money for television.
Before
you will pervert, I see you. You
no more
want to study and to understand. Where is he to make bread today? Let's first mature. Stand on your feet, we pray. God begin using the blessing in our lives to open
loose.
Pass through people as he puts favor on us.
And
sends us these angels that will move to provide for us. Angels of the blessing. Father Almighty, thank you for the good time you've given us.
We
glorify you, give you full
honor.
Thank you for teaching us to pray. Now we see what you promised.
In Isaiah 48.
Isaiah 48. Verses 17.
Mukama kama atuigirizo kugasa.
Era tulage kubo le tuba tukwata.
Tukwebaza sebo kabaka kabaka kabaka. Laba norwa lero gwatu igiriza. Kubikwata gano omukisa okuva mu guru. Ngabo otugambye mu Malaki. Esule yokusatu. Noru nyoro omunana. Pako lwe 12. Ndipo tumalo okuwayi mwe 10 nebiwe bwayi. Tukugeza senebyo. Ngabo ogenda kulabika sebo kitafu muize bibiona. Nga osumula enzigi ze guru. Era na madinisa sebo. Okulabi kango otusindikira omukisa. Ogwo guva mu guru. Kakano tukutegede ayi mukama. Nga wewaawo sebo kabaka kabaka. Beba malaika b'obugabirizi. Era tukitegede. Ndikakano watulese ku lusozi lwo. Okutuyigiriza okugasa. Nga wasuubiza. Mu Mika sura y'okuna. Tuwewa balijja ku lusozi lwa mukama. Okuyigirizibwa Katonda. Era bonna balimanya Katonda. Era olusozi lwa nyumba ya mukama. Lulibeera ku ntikko. Ekyo wakisuubiza ne mu Isaya. Esura y'okubiri. Olunya olusooka. Ayi mukama. Fena twazze ku lusozi lwo. Era twazze. Ekkanisa yo giteeke ku ntikko waggulu. Mukumanya ne mukutegeera. Laba gwe tuyigiriza ayi mukama. Era otunyonyodde omukisa. Ogwo oguva mu ggulu. Nga bw'otubuulidde sebo kitaffe. Tuwulidde mu ky'amateeka sura ya 28. Olunya olusooka paka olw'okutaano. Tube tunanyiikira okuwulira eddoboozi lyo. Eddoboozi eriri mu kigambo kyo mukama. Ne tukwata amateeka n'ebiragiro. Era n'emisango. Emikisa gino gyonna ginaatujjiranga. Ayi kabaka kabaka kabaka. Tukizudde sebo. Mu bikolwa by'abatume. Esura y'ekkumi. Tuweewaawo. Koroneriyo bwe yali ng'awaayo ssebo gy'oli mukama ng'ayamba ng'akozesa bulungi by'omuwadde mu bulamu buno ne mukuweereza ssebo kabaka kabaka laba malayika wo n'amugira ssebo era n'ayingira ewuwe ssebo n'amuwa omukisa ng'amusindika eri omutume Peter eyali agenda okumusabira yali agenda omubuulira enjiri ey'obulokozi era obulokozi ne bujja mu nnyumba eyo ayi mukama omuyiza ebintu byonna tutegedde omukisa gwo okuva mu ggulu nga be bamalayika ab'obugabirizi bamalayika b'ebipimo abali mu kubikulirwa essula ey'okuta essula ey'omukaaga onyola okutaano n'olw'omukaaga bamalayika ba mizaani bamalayika b'ebipimo bamalayika abatugabirira sebo muyize ebintu byonna olwaleero sebo kitaffe omwesigwa tukusaba okusooka mu byonna osooka osumula omukisa okuli ku bulamu bwaffe mukama tutanula ogukoze obulungi olwo nno otusindikire bamalayika babava mu ggulu waliyo omukisa gw'oyogeddeko mu Efeso essula ey'esooka olunya olw'okusatu paka olw'okutaano yeebazibwe Katonda kitaawe wa mukama waffe Yesu eyatuwa omukisa mu bitundu eby'omu ggulu nga bwe yagutuwa edda mu ye ayi kabaka kabaka nga n'ensita nnaba kubaawo ayi mukama buli kino omukuffe ali mu kifo kino wamutonda n'omukisa gwe waguteeka ku mwoyo gwe naye mukama olw'obutali butuukirivu omukisa guno eringa magineti erina okuvaako amaanyi agayitibwa feva sebo kubadde gwalemererwa olw'obutali butuukirivu naye mukama olw'omusaayi gwa yesu okwogera ebirungi okwogerako mu Ebulaniya essuula ey'ekkumi n'ebbiri onyola 24 ayi mukama leka omusaayi gwo ogugyawo obutali butuukirivu enfuufu ebadde eremesa omukisa gwaffe ebadde eremesa feva okuva ku mukisa gwaffe mukama eggibwewo ng'otugyawo obutali butuukirivu leka omukisa gw'obulamu bwaffe omukisa oguli ku bulamu bwaffe gusumulukuke buli muntu mukama alabike ng'alina feva buli zadde lyo mukama nga lirina feva nga lirina okuganja ab'emirimu bafune okwongeza emisala kugezebwe ayi mukama tuli beetegefu okutuukiriza Peter ekyokubiri essuula esooka noonya olw'okusatu ebyo by'otuwa mu bulamu buno tubikozese mu bulamu buno ne mukuweereza era mukama tetwerabire kutegeera ng'osumuludde omukisa gwaffe era lugenda mu maaso n'otukolera mukama olyoke otufuule ng'ekkanisa ebikolwa by'abatume essuula ey'okuna buli muntu yenna wamuwa newatabawo n'omu eyeetaaganga ayi mukama osumule abantu bo osumule ezadde lyo abatalina mirimu mukama tondawo emirimu abadde tebasasulwa basasulwe abanyagibwako amataka leka mukama bafune balooya balooya abaali babalya ssente olwaliro mukama leka basiŋŋane okuganja leka ezadde olisiŋŋane okuganja okwo leka ezadde otusiŋŋane okuganja olwo n'otugenda okukozesa by'otuwadde mu bulamu buno tuweereze nga tutuukiriza okuyitibwa okuli ku ggwanga lyaffe tuweereze nga tutuukiriza okuyitibwa okuli ku buli kinnoomukuffe mukama
Nebo naba kuagara, okuva mosiro na saba kabaka kabaka. Pusa masaba chita fomu izi mbiri tuona. Reko mosai kugogere biruji biruji. Pukuzo makisa guaba tu mano kama. Pukuzo makisa guaba mano kama. Ovatia kwa mtali butu kivu bonda. Ovatia bure mesamani. Atati mafuva gavu kumakisa guaba. Makama wajogera. Naba na wasiringa ba vemisi. Nova gamba. Timugene mbasa ba vemisi yamu. Jabu ne feza. Vanga mbatade koko ganja. Eri abantu abu. Neba na makama. Basi koko ganja. Eranga tu funa makama. Ai kabaka maraika alino rumuri orugera ero rupima ero rubara buri muntu mu nyumba ye obarabe bari na abantu be obaraba ganda okujja mu nyumba ye bari no kuyamba omugabirire nabari no kuyamba osumurure nabari no kukora ero mukamanga tugenda kesa no mutima gomo tusema maraika babugabirizi nekakano kitemu sebo nabatu gabirira nabasumurure byafe nabasumurure mikisa jafe basumurure mukama amataka gafe amayumba emirimu Nabo bataba lwate obulambu abwe bwongerweko kubanga na upimibwa na bwongerwako emisayi jabantu tusibo ama abade ne sirimu abade ne kansa abade ne ndwade senja wulo abade barumbi wa mukama yongera kubula mu bwawe otuma ba malaika bo mukusa abava mu guru gura we guru mukama ezigizazo otuma ba malaika bano abo mugabirizi bible yabogedde ko mu zakaria esule yo kubiri ngabali ne migu ekisobola okugera ne kibuga ekiramba ne siona mukama kogere etakari yawe abade abapangisa abade tibaina mayumba ai kabaka otegeze somu kisabo era tutegede abe ba malaika abo reka bagaziye mirimo jafe reka bongere kuba customer bafe ku mirimo jafe kama kana tugenda okutanula okoze somu lunji mudamburu ai makama ne mukuereza makama abibade biremesa mukuri abantu bano musabo sindika ba malaika bali abasagozi abafefesi abalwanyi bentalo banga tuulide tuko tunamalo kugezesa Nesimwa cha 10 ebiwebwayo ayitira fomisa bintu byonna ogenda sumule bamareka bobo kabirisi batukabiri omukisa tubulekone watuguteka naye mukama noyongera kono ogama tero ogenda kunenya omuli omulundi guli ayi kabaka natujja kusoma ogenda kijogenda kunenya omuli ngotuma bamareka basaguzi bamareka bentalo abali mu Zakaria esure soka onyule 18 nole 19 naye mukama natuda watu kasemayo olwalero katutume ekire bamareka basaguzi bayikama yembe Atabateka sura mana bakatonda atekaganya business zaabwe atekaganya mirimu jaabwe okuyimu siwa abamunga tebasa surwa abamunga baremererwa abamunga batema beka olwalere jire bamaraika abasakusi mulitamu ngamune nyomuli mulitamu ngamune nya kubanga mukama yagamba sinatuma maraika we nabanenya nolwalero leka mukama otume maraika badoni maraika maiko maraika wa mulilo bane nyomuli sitani nemizimu je ekibale je simbie mukubali ebyafuna byafe okutubuzabuza okutunyagako ebyaffe okutulemesa otuuka awo wenyini watutegekera ayi mukama ogambye omukisabe gunaabagujja gunaatugiranga gunaatutuukangako buli ekibadde mu kkubo sitaani n'abamalaika babagwa emizimu egy'abanabbi b'obulimba abatuma ab'obulimba tutume gye bamalaika maiko yitamu nga bwowangula mukulu bayibuli ekwogerako kuika 12 onyoola omusanvu paka olw'ekkomere ti malaika maiko malaika be okulwanisa okusota ne bamalaika baago ne bawangula ne bagoba muguru olunaku olwaleero tumejjera malaika maiko malaika maiko bayibuli ekwogerako mu Danieri esula ya 12 ti maiko omulangira wamwe alibayimbira omunaku ez'oluvannyuma malaika maiko buli ekibadde kyasiba ezadde lya katonda lino abaana ba katonda bano kaakano olwaleero yitayo oteme enjegere zaabwe oteme ebisibe ebyakyejo osumulule kubanga kaakano matayo yetugamba matayo 18 onyere 18 buli kyetuna sumula kusi ne mukulu kisumululwa kakano ye mwe bamalaika abatimbwa okuva mu ggulu leero okutusumulula malaika maiko bayibuli ekwogerako nate mukubikulirwa esula y'omukaaga onyo olusooka n'okubiri otambulira ku mbalasa enjeru akano ng'olina omutegotega yitamu otega emizimu tega emizimu buli mayinga akizikiriza agayingirira ebyenfuna by'ekkanisa ebyenfuna by'obuweereza ayi kabaka ekyakwata emirimu gy'abantu bano ebirowoozo byabwe okutegeera kwabwe nga basibibwa mu byenfuna Oruwa rero batebo kuwa omukisa gwawe oguli ku mulamu gwawe gwimusibwa omukisa okuva mu ggulu bamalayika babugabirisi babatuukako mu linnya erya Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu malayika bafuula bawanguzi nokkirawo kubanga bayibuli egamba n'ogenda ng'owangula n'ogenda ng'owangula yitamu owangule wangula wangula ku lwaffe tufuuka abawanguzi nokkirawo omuli kimu mu linnya erya Yesu bayibuli kyeva egamba mu Baruumi essula omunaana tekatonda wabeera kusaidi yaffe omulabe waffe yaali naye tuli bawanguzi n'okukirawo tuma malayika oyo agende maaso n'okufefeta okusaggula ebizibu ejakulemesa okukulaakulana ejakulemesa okufuna bye weetaaga mulamu buno ne mukuweereza katonda kubanga ebiro bye tulimu byakufuna mulamu buno ne mukuweereza katonda ne mukwongera mutegeera nga tetuziyizibwa olw'okuba nga tetulina naye nga tulina byonna bye twetaaga mulamu buno ne mukuweereza katonda tumirako malayika abadooni malayika ow'enjegere asobole okusiba emizibu amaanyi g'ekizikusa agabadde gakulemesa sogenda mumaaso tosiba mu mwago yimusa eddoboozi lyo katonda alindiridde okuwulira kubanga ayogera mu Peter n'agamba nti n'omusindiikirize okweraliikirira kwammwe eri katonda naye anaakusaku mutima era anaatuddamu weewaawo tusindike gira malayika bayibuli egamba Mateyo 12:29 tosobola kuyingira mu nnyumba y'ow'amaanyi noonoona emirimu gye okugyeko ng'osoose n'okwata n'osiba emyoyo gyonna egy'obi ekibala egikola obubi okutawaanya naye otume gyamale ejjere y'abamalayika abeegere bayibuli eyogera ku bikulirwa essula y'20 onya olusooka n'okukira ti malayika ow'obunya obutakoma n'afuluma n'olujegere olunene n'asiba ogusota gwe gusitaani ne kankano mutume bayibuli emwogerako ku bikulirwa essula ey'omwenda onyole 11 erinnya lya malayika abadooni malayika akulira bamalayika ab'obunya obutakoma leka olwaleero bakwate emyeyo egy'obubi emizimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza namujuudi emukaaga kine bamalayika abataakuma bitibwa byabwe abakumi nemunjegereza ekizikiza wansi malayika abadooni yitamu n'enjegere n'ekibinja kyo musibe emizimu siba amaanyi g'ekizikiza agalemesa obuweereza buno okufuna ebyo bye twetaaga mulamu buno ne mukuweereza katonda buli omu ateebwe ebyenfuna ebyeyongereko ayi kabakabakabaka neero nenya omuli nenya omuli ayi mukama nenya omuli ssebo kabakabakabaka nenya malayika abadooni yitamu Peter ekyokubiri essula ey'okubiri onyola okuna bayibuli egamba bamalayika bataakuma bitibwa byabwe bali munjegereza ekizikiza wansi tosindika mizimu gino newankubadde mu nsenyi newankubadde ku nnyanja naye mu bunya obutakoma otuuka ku lunaku lw'omusango basindika mu bunya obutakoma okutuuka ku lunaku lw'omusango sindika mu bunya obutakoma otuuka ku lunaku lw'omusango tosibamu newankubadde mu nnyanja tosindika ku lukalu tosindika wa wonna naye mu bunya obutakoma otuuka ku lunaku lw'omusango tumajira malayika abadooni abenjegere basibe emizimu amaanyi g'ekizikiza agatawaanya obulamu bwo agakulwaza agakuza emabega mukama leero atuwadde omukisa omukisa gutambula n'obulamu omukisa obulamu leka biyite bibiri ofune obulamu obutagwawo obeere bulungi mubulamu buno tumirako malayika w'omuliro malayika w'omuliro genda naawe ng'oyokya amaanyi g'ekizikiza malayika w'omuliro ali mu kubikulirwa essula ey'14 nonyere 18 yitamu n'omuliro ogwokya malayika w'omuliro yitamu n'omuliro yokya amaanyi g'ekizikiza yokya endwadde yokya okulemererwa yokya okudda emabega gonna kuveewo mu linnya erya Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu bayibuli yogera mu Ezekyeri essula ey'ekkome tiwakana malayika ayingira ku kyoto kya Mukama mu masakati g'abakerubi n'atoola omuliro n'amaasira ku kibuga n'alyoka ayokya amaanyi g'ekizikiza tumabookye amaanyi g'ekizikiza gookyere ddala yokyere ddala amaanyi agabadde gakulemesa okuyitawo agava manabbi w'obulimba abatuma ab'obulimba yokyera ddala mu linnya erya Yesu Mukama tukugulumiza weebale Katonda omulamu
Thank you, living God.
Tukwebaza okuddamu okusaba kwaffe.
Thank you for answering our prayer.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mukama akuwe omukisa.
God bless you.